Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our series, The Faith Crisis. Today, our message is entitled, Breaking the Limitations of Fear. Breaking the Limitations of Fear. We read here in Hebrews 2 that the Lord, his purpose was to deliver those who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage, to limitation. Fear has torment and bondage. Now, you don't have to listen much to the television or the radio or even people today to hear perspectives that are based upon fear. Thoughts and frequencies of fear are prevalent everywhere. So you and I, we must, through the scripture, come to understand how to break the bondages, the limitations that fear will put on a person. Now, if you'll go with me to Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25. Proverbs 29 and 25. The word of God says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe." The fear of man bringeth a snare. The word snare is pretty much the same as a trap. I picture in my mind a bear trap. You know, those big traps when foiling through the woods, a bear steps on that trap and that big trap comes up and it can't go anywhere. It holds him there. So the fear of man brings a trap, a snare. But whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The problem with a snare or a trap and fear, it puts a person in, let me say it this way, it puts a person in straits. In other words, when you're fearful of something, you cease to be the master of yourself. When you're afraid of something, you're not yourself. Your decisions are based upon something else. Sometimes you may act hastily or foolishly out of fear. You may even say things you don't mean or say things that make no sense. You know, many things can stem from that, but you cease to be the master of yourself. Now, Satan brings and spreads the snare, and the fear of man will drive you into it. Satan sets the snare, but the fear of man will drive you right into the trap. What we want to do tonight, we want to break off in our mind the limitations and the bondages that fear can place upon us if we allow them to. Now understand this, these snares are right around every step of the pathway that we walk. Every sphere we go into, every dimension, these snares are there. They're everywhere. You hear them all the time. I believe that's why the word of God says, take heed what you hear. Heed and guard with all diligence your heart. Before we take a look at some of the examples of fear, one of the major ways that we combat and we destroy these limitations of fear are by allowing the mind of Christ to govern our affairs. To allow the nature of Christ. You know, he said in the word, I send you forth as sheep. Now, if fear sets in or if the mind of the world dominates us, then we're going to feel like we don't have a chance this side of heaven. But the Lord said, no, I send you forth as sheep. You know, the second part of that verse says, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be saved. So the first thing we must adopt in every sphere, all along the pathway, every day, every moment of every day, every decision we have to make, we must adopt the mind of the Lord. He who puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Fear is everywhere. The world is in the grip of fear. Fear is not always manifesting in one way. Sometimes people fear and they become angry, but it's because they are afraid. It has all kinds. Sometimes they separate themselves because they are afraid. Many, many facets and faces of fear. Now, let me go through this. But the first thing to combat that is the mind of the Lord. You may not be able to write all of this down, but you know, the mind of the Lord is the beginning of all thought. The Alpha. He's the Alpha dog. Let me say it that way. He's the big dog. The beginning of all thoughts. He's the creator of all light. Beginning of all thought. Creator of all light. Do you know everything starts with God and God does not consult anybody? Come on, this is our Heavenly Father. Whoso puts his trust in the Lord. Now remember, our pathway is strewn with these snares, traps of the enemy. So it's not how smart you are, or how crafty, or let me say that, like the world says, how slick you are. It's a matter of trusting, putting your trust in the Lord. Sometimes putting your trust in the Lord looks like you're about to lose. It looks like you. It's all over for you. If I was you, I wouldn't take that. Child, if I was you, I would do something. But yet you put your trust in the Lord. See, he's the beginning of all thoughts. He's the creator of all light. Everything starts with him. As I said last time, there is no counsel against God. That's why he tells us, rest in him. And there are times you must wait patiently for him while you watch weapons form against you. While people are talking about you. While the enemy, the army of the enemy is mounting up against you, God says, wait for me. I'm not trying to figure this out. You understand? God's not trying to figure out your situation. He's already figured it out. He's already got the answer. The way is already made, but he needs you to cooperate. So often we settle for less than God's best. Why? Because of fear. We act prematurely. We go hastily. We think that God has forsaken us. But what we must do is measure our ways with his ways. I mean, God is never in a hurry. He may do some things quickly or suddenly, but God is never in a hurry. He's never hasty. Fear will cause you to be hasty or in a hurry or do things haphazardly because of fear. You see, when we measure our ways with his ways, one of two things, we are either approved or disapproved. I'll say it this way. Is you is or is you ain't? So we must measure our ways. Your path is strewn with these snares. Every day there can be the temptation to do something based upon fear, out of fear. But we must measure our ways with God's ways. So the first thing is the mind of the Lord. If we have this as our foundation, guess what? You cannot be shaken. How many? The world doesn't just need love. The world needs a people that aren't shaken, that aren't moved by what they see, that don't change their testimony every time there's a news flash or look like something else is happening, not trying to measure scripture by current events. There are certain things in the word that are forever settled in heaven. Hello? How many of God doesn't change? His plan hadn't changed. Hello? He's not relinquishing the world to the devil. Jesus came. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And he said, I am the light of the world. Now I'm going to my Father. Now you are the light of the world. And I give you authority and the mandate to continue destroying the works of the devil. Hello? Okay, so let me say, when we really get an understanding of God in our life, let me say this as number two. God doesn't think to contemplate. God does. He's not like us here. You know, we think about something. God don't think to contemplate. You know, as our brother from Africa said, we see this as red, but if God said it was black, how many know it would be black? We would look at it and say, no, it's red. But God says black. No, if we look at it again, it'd be black. Because God doesn't think to contemplate. What he says is. What he thinks is. God's not trying to figure out your situation. He's already spoken over it. So what he has said, it is that way. Now, your path may be strewn with all kind of snares and fears to try to get you to think and believe otherwise. God does not think to contemplate. When God thinks, it's done. And he says in the word that my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace. Jeremiah 29:11, my thoughts toward you, my children, while you are surrounded by snares, hungry wolves that seek to devour you. He said, don't worry about that, because my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil. Do you know the enemy that tries to destroy you, oftentimes God will use the very weapon they used against you to destroy themselves. The very ditch that they dug for you to step into and fall into, they fall into. The very stone they rolled after you turns back and rolls on them. But if we're held in the bondage of fear, life is a misery. Life is a real challenge because fear has torment.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 28 of The Faith Crisis. Breaking the limitations of fear. Every day, there is a temptation to do things out of fear. Fear has torment and bondage. You must come to understand, through the scriptures, how to break bondage. Proverbs 29:25 states, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Satan sets the snare, but the fear of man will drive you right into the trap. When you are afraid of something, you are not yourself. You act hastily or foolishly. Allow God's presence to rest in you and break the limitations of fear.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.